This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM. WISS coming your way through Appleton and Oshkosh. Of course, the Civic Media app and 1590 AM and 1100 AM on your AM dial. Special thanks to all our great guests today. Brittany Merlot telling us about how it's 7 degrees in Green Bay, or excuse me, 7 below in Green Bay, 7 below in Appleton, 6 below in Oshkosh. It feels like 23 degrees below zero out there. I don't believe that because Sam Floyd, United States Marine Corps veteran, Operation Coffee in Kukana, and this is our veteran salute brought to you by Olson Legal Group. Veteran salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com. He is a Purple Heart recipient from Iraq, and I'll show you how tough these guys. Sam here from the United States Marines, a Marine veteran of Iraq, and he came in a tank top.
I don't know.
And he took his bike from Kakana to here. How does that make you feel,
tough
you
guy.
People complaining about that?
Yeah.
Tank top, biker shorts, rode his bike from Kakana. Sam?
All right, Sam.
I actually started about 1 o'clock this morning and just got here.
So how's life, Sam? You've got so much going on in your life right now. I want to hear about your coffee business. But first, that Olson Legal Group.
Yes.
That's a good company. Yep. He was on our show
last week.
Last week, yeah. We were out in Oshkosh and just really enjoyed his enthusiasm and his knowledge. And
yeah,
it's a great guy.
So took some shrapnel in his hand from the roadside.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So you have a coffee shop, but before we get to that, last time you were here, you were kept looking at your phone.
Yeah.
Because your wife was going to be calling saying, "I'm going into labor," and that happened.
It did. Shortly after, I think about. Just a few days.
It was.
Yeah, just a few days after that. Yeah, our little girl was born.
Beautiful.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Looks like she's got an appetite just from that picture you showed.
She does. Yeah, I shared a picture. Yeah, it was yesterday. She had her blueberries for the first time, and she loved it.
Any of them get in her mouth?
Most of it.
Oh, okay.
Some
on the floor.
About 50%, I think. Yeah.
So. Well, congratulations to you.
That's a gorgeous picture. Congratulations, buddy.
It only gets better.
I just can't see you as being a protective dad to your daughter.
When it comes to her, it's a little different. Yeah, she's starting to smile and recognize faces.
Yeah,
and pulling at my beard.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just like, okay, you're putty. Yeah,
my best.
I'm putty in your hands.
The best,
right now.
Buddy. Yeah. The best. Well, tell us about Operation Coffee. I mean, this is a grassroots outfit that you started up. Go ahead and tell us where you're at and what's going on.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
You bet.
I love being
anytime.
Here. Yeah, thank you. So that was a big week. So I had my daughter, I think it was a Monday or Tuesday. Honestly, that whole week was just
a blur.
And then that Saturday, I think it was that Saturday or that weekend sometime, I moved my roaster into the new building.
Which was the biggest move of your adventure.
Oh, golly. That took some...
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's a heavy piece of equipment, and the afterburner, too, is equally as heavy, too. So we got it, and it's all set up, and then, shortly after that, I went home, and then, just saw her. You know, my daughter was... It's colic, and so she's cried for.
Oh, been there. Been there.
Yeah. So yeah. I just felt bad for being away, but my wife has just been a champion through this whole thing, and she's amazing.
Still odor.
Yeah. Well, hello, Margie. I love you very much.
Very nice.
You felt bad you were away when your kids colicky.
That's
okay. Jim, you say that because your wife
Jim,
is listening.
Jim, it's his first. Okay?
Oh, it's his first. Okay.
It's his first. You know how
they
that is.
It, yeah. Got to work late, honey. Sorry.
Yeah, right. I'm so sorry. I wasn't here when she was crying.
How's the coffee biz?
Hey, three kids for me. Oh, man. I got to run. Look at the time. My roaster needs to be.
Right.
Cleaned.
Yeah. Didn't you just do that last week?
Right. Cleanliness has got him.
Right. Yeah, to answer your question, the coffee is going well. Christmas was a big time. And then now we're actually moving into that coffee shop.
Tell everybody where you are.
Yeah, we're in Kokana, right on 2nd Street. Let's see, it's East 2nd Street. So it's like, so Kokana has two levels, up, and then we're down.
Then there's the river.
Then the river, then we're downtown. So yeah, we're down there. We're in the transition. So I'm in the middle of raising funds, or I'm doing some little side work on the side just to be able to afford espresso
machines.
We're
still looking for side gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a little.
So you're basically in the heart of downtown Kokana.
Right in the middle of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love it. There's that beautiful fire department down there. I mean, all those brand new buildings. It's really cool to be a part of that community now.
You guys got it going on in Kokana. Yeah. There's a lot of communities that are putting.
Did I tell you about the time, though? I lived within walking distance of the fire station there and locked the keys in my apartment. So I walked there. So I called the landlord, and she was in Milwaukee. She goes, go to the fire department. You know, you might have to pay. But so I go, I say, hey, guys, I'm right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll take the engine. I said, no. I mean, literally, if you don't mind, we can walk there. It's just right. No, we got to take the.
Oh, wow.
So all of a sudden, right in front of my apartment, everybody's out, like whatever. Yeah. It took the guy 11 seconds to get into my apartment. Wow. And then everybody's just still looking. As I walk out with them, you know, what happened?
They sounded the alarms from to get there?
Well, it did sound the alarm, but they had the thing on their truck, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah,
but it's like, but you're right. It's a beautiful, in the VFW group that I do a lot of, I do their golf tour, help out with their, but that's where they hold their meetings. That is one of the nicest fire stations you'll ever find.
Ever find. Yeah. That's I've been around the country and like I was trying to be a firefighter in Phoenix Phoenix, Arizona for a little while. And that is by far the best fire department I've ever been around. Yeah. Just the resources that they have, too.
There's some pretty good ones.
Well, hey, you know what's something ironic, though? The sponsor of this, our veteran salute, Olson Legal Group, their offices in downtown Oshkosh.
Okay.
Former fire station.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cool? So, you know, Jim asks them.
Okay.
He says, well, I asked him, he says, the pole's still there? He goes, well, we can't have any. And Jim goes, you haven't taken it home?
Yeah.
Like, just a dirty old. He did, too. He did, too. Yeah. He swear to God.
Sam, so you're roasting beans and selling them.
Yes.
Retail and online.
Yes.
But now you have a place where we can come and sit and.
We will be.
Okay, where are you at with that process? Yeah. I think it's cool. I love the way you're slowly
one
growing
step
your
at a time. Correct. Do this part right, then let's move on to the next part. Right. I love that.
Yeah. So I have a very well, which I'm so thankful for. I have a very well established online store.
Right.
And so like there's people can go anytime, and I do have some small wholesale accounts as well. But now it's time to progress into like. People want to drink the coffee that you're roasting right in the same building. So now.
Just probably just smells so good when you walk in.
Correct.
That they want to taste it.
Yeah. So we're working on that for sure. And slowly but surely, like those espresso machines are not cheap. So
no.
I do want to. We're starting to save money and we are going to purchase one hopefully in the next 6 to 7 months. Hopefully. That's the goal for us, wife and I.
Can I just ask you ballpark-wise? Because I would have no idea. You could say $6 million. Oh, I wouldn't know. I know, but I'm just saying, what would that be roughly?
Roughly? Ballpark. Yeah, so it really spans. So like I call it the Bentley of espresso machines. It's the La Marzocco. Those run from anywhere from like $15,000 to $20,000 for a espresso machine. And like the one I'm looking for is a good starter. It's probably around 6 or 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's doable.
Yeah, it's doable. Absolutely. For sure.
I would have guessed just a little bit higher. I looked at those one time for a different life, and the good ones. And you might, if the money comes in and you save right, you might want to wait another month or two and upgrade it a little bit because you're eventually going to need that. But what I like about what you're saying is you're not going to spend it till you got it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right
that's
now,
good advice.
especially with Shaylin being around, she is my focus. Now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and my family is my focus, so I'm going to do the best I can.
It's also your motivation.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. So. And also, too, at the same time, carrying on the mission of Operation Coffee, too.
Right, which
talk
is great.
About the mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
give your background.
Correct.
If you don't mind.
Sure. I was in the Marine Corps from 2002 to 2006. I actually swore in September 10th, 2001, the day before 9/11. And, I didn't really understand, but my whole life changed that way. And from 2003 to 2004, we were deployed to Afghanistan. And then I got out in 2006. And as we were speaking off air before, I had a really hard time because when I got out, my my unit deployed back to Iraq, and we lost 13 guys. And so when I was, when I heard that, it destroyed me, and it took a long time for me to recover. And I still think about them often, and I'm thankful that I have this life to be able to carry on their legacy. But with the mission of Operation Coffee is to help those people like that were like me back then, having a hard time transitioning back into, especially losing friends, losing all this stuff, is just like, if we can have a conversation over coffee, and also too, have a conversation over coffee, but also raise awareness for veteran suicide, and also just the overall well-being of the veteran.
That's awesome. Whole survivor's guilt is just something that, a lot of us don't understand, because I mean, that's just not something that you deal with, because we didn't have the experiences you have. But I think what I learned just with Show and hanging out with Johnny a little bit is just that conversation is so important.
It's crucial. It's crucial. And not to be ashamed of wanting to have that conversation either. It's just like, I should be tough enough to go through it. Like, you think I did. I thought of my grandfather. He was in World War II. That guy didn't have anybody to talk to, but he was probably fighting those battles without even talking about it.
Right.
And also my father is a Vietnam vet. My other grandfather is a Korean vet. So I come from this long line of war veterans.
And chances are you might have had somebody in World War I.
Chances, probably.
Because I read an article about that where it started out with the Battle of San Juan Hill. Teddy Roosevelt. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're Spanish-American War.
Right.
Okay.
If you were in the Spanish-American War, if you fought in that, you're the perfect age to have a son that'd be the perfect age for World War One. If you're in World War One, you had a son that was the perfect age for World War Two. World War Two, perfect age Vietnam. Vietnam, perfect age Iraq, Afghanistan.
Wow. Huh. So it lines up just like that.
Isn't that something? Wow. So I bet you've got somebody World War One, your family heritage all probably the way through the board.
That's amazing.
Isn't that kind of
tells you we have generational wars too.
Exactly.
For sure.
But the other thing is, on the recruiting standpoint, we had a recruiter in here, and I forgot, but it was extremely high how many of their recruits have a connection with their dad or their grandpa.
It's like, it's incredible.
I think it was really high. Over 60% or something. It was high. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So how that coffee thing, when are we going to see the bricks and mortar, and you're going to have events scheduled, or is it just an open house? How's that going
to
work?
Yeah. So we're going
to
have,
we might have to do a show there once you're up and running with this.
That'd be awesome.
Might have to do the show. Right, Todd, am I correct?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So we're in the middle of renovating. We want people to come. We're going to do like group events, veteran events, but also just to be an everyday coffee shop for people that are a resource to be able to taste what we're trying to
do.
Okay,
can you hang on? Can you stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got money in your meter?
I do. Yeah. Okay. Got an hour.
Stick around, my friend.
Because he's lurking.
Yeah. Operation Coffee. This is a very, very important thing. We're going to talk more about this. Brought to you by the Olson Legal Group in Oshkosh and Berlin. Back after this.
Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Snug in a jug, a slice of onion and a raw one.
Draw one.
Waiter, percolator.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me.
Leave it to Todd.
That's awesome, right?
Apropos, greatest producer in radio history. Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee, Veteran Salute on Mind with the Mayor, brought to you by Nate Olson, Olson Legal Group, veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com. And if this weather continues, we're going to take him up on his offer to do a show from his ice shanty.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You in, Todd?
Pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee, Veteran Salute, downtown Kaukauna. Jim, you're asking some very, being the business professor, you're asking some very insightful questions.
I just really like what you're doing. I mean, you are roasting your own beans. You've got your own recipe, and I don't want to hear those because it's like, great. I mean, it's like anybody else. You want to have those. We can buy your coffee, and you brought some, and it's great coffee. You have four or five different brands.
Yes.
You buy. Give me the online, how we do it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for asking that. Yes. So it's pretty simple, operationcoffee.com.
Okay.
And there's, you got you can learn more about me. I have an about me section, but then there's different blends. We have different, like I'm wearing this, we have these hoodies available, different merch available, and different blends available. But also, I think the biggest thing is like people like balk at the price of it. But I just want to go to that real quick. Coffee has gone up about 200% in this year.
Yeah,
and it's only January. So like we are just because the sea market is highest as it's ever been. So it's just like yes, I just want to assure people that like the coffee is fairly priced for me, and also too like giving back to organization. So like we're doing. So I just want to let people know that when they look at this coffee, you know, it's just like this is very thoughtful and laid out every piece of it.
And what a good cause. I mean, it's not going to corporate profits. I mean, you are putting that back into your fellow veterans.
Yes, and veterans in my family. Yeah.
It's but
paying the rent.
Yeah.
Pricing's tough for someone like me who loves coffee and eggs.
Yeah.
Both things have gone up like crazy 200%. But
correct.
That's right.
Correct. Right. And I understand the consumer. Like my wife and I try to save money as much as we can. You know, but as far as is like when it concerned, you know, so I guess getting back to your initial question is like, yes, you can buy online, but there are options to like have a discounted price. I have a subscription service so you can, you know, sign up for coffee, get 15% off. It comes to you once a month, you know, or once every 2 months or however.
What can we do? Like you got to get the espresso machines and everything like that.
Yeah.
What can we do to promote the hell out of your business to get people to walk through the door or go online and order something from you? We want to back you as much as humanly possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just being able, I mean, I'm so thankful to be able to, when I get the email from Todd, and I was just like, oh, that's so, I'm honored, honestly, to come back, and I'm excited to come here. So to be able, besides that, you know, maybe come down doing a show when we're open, that would be fun.
That's
I don't know what that would be like as far as just like acoustics is concerned, but
Todd, can we coordinate this though in regards to that donut shop that maybe kind of?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Maybe, yeah.
Where's the donut shop?
Cheeky Donuts.
Okay, I'm game.
I'll work that out with Kim.
Okay,
yeah. All right.
Yeah. So
Kimberly or Kirkana?
Well, she's in Kimberly.
She's in Kimberly. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Same thing. We're still getting it.
Right. Yeah. No. That would be. I mean, just I appreciate any just coming on here and I express my mission, but also just like I've been roasting coffee since 2017. So I love my craft and what I do. It's attention to detail and it's small batch roasting. So every coffee that you get order online or in wholesale, it's more than likely been roasted, like, within a couple weeks, which is crazy.
I get a buddy that kind of does that on the side, like grinds. Is it a little bit therapeutic for you?
Yeah, it's called driving the roaster. That's what they call it, and I love it. It really is. And just to understand the curves of everything, there's a lot of chemistry. And like how I roast now in this negative whatever degree weather and in the summer when it's 80 are two completely different things.
Really?
Yeah, it's really atmospheric pressure has a lot to do with coffee roasting. And how it affects it. Yeah.
Wow, I would have no idea about that.
Everybody knows that. That's pretty cool. I would have never.
Yeah, it's fun. Mm-hmm.
How can we help our fellow veterans? I shouldn't say fellow veterans. How can we help your fellow veterans?
Mm. That's an amazing question. I think the simple way to do it is just be available. Be available when he or she obviously might not have all the answers. You might not think that you're qualified to be able to give advice, but maybe not give advice, but just be there to be able to talk when they're and truly listen and not just be ready to answer or give your opinion when you're ready. I guess that's what I try to do when I first got out. I was like, I just need to talk to somebody. Like, I don't know. And not with no judgment, you know, I guess.
How many people have you wanted to smack when they said, just get over it. Just forget about it.
that's an interesting question because, you know, I was raised in that generation of just like, just get over it.
Suck it up.
Yeah. So like coming from a new world of just like expressing or, you know, just understanding what you're trying to go through as, and from being raised as suck it up is, it's a weird progress.
I know. It's easy to say if you're not the one dealing with stuff too, isn't it?
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
But you know what? Jim brought up something. You brought up something that survivor's guilt type thing.
Yeah.
That's a bigger issue than people ever realize, isn't it?
It is. It is, because you just don't, nobody ever knows how to, it's unexpected.
You can't prepare for it.
You can't prepare for it, and a lot of people just, you know, when you get out of the military, I mean, maybe it's different now, but when I got out, you know, that's just not talked about. You know, it's just not, it'd be like, you, just when you get home, everything's going to be back to normal. And gosh, that's just so far from the truth.
I mean, I've got, I'm interviewing a guy right now for my book, a Vietnam vet, and I forget what it was, happened for one day, and he goes, oh, just this one day, we're going to, you know, I'm going to miss this one. And the guy, he's a radio operator, the guy took his place, got killed. Now, you tell me that that's never left his mind.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean? So, I mean, that there's so many things below the surface with so many of you guys that people don't see.
Yeah.
So just respect that, people. That's all I'm saying. Respect what could be going on behind this wonderful mask of happy-go-lucky kind of guy.
Yeah.
Well, I think you, Sam, have, you can speak to that with some authority. I mean, your troop went back and 13 of them, you know, and you're here to talk about it. I'm sure you've gone through some stuff.
But what I'm saying is you can be such a great conduit to help those others that are dealing with that versus us.
Yeah, definitely. That's, it's a good,
it's a hell of a responsibility.
Yeah, it's, then, it's tough. You know, I'm actually going through some like counseling classes to be able to respond to this.
That's good, all important. But after, when you find an opening in your store, you should have one for fathers of young children.
Not free, even a question.
Free coffee for everybody.
I used to go to those.
Absolutely. Operation Coffee, Veteran Salute, Olson Legal Group, Sam Floyd, 2nd Street, Kakana. We're going to be with you every step of the way, all right?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Take care of that gorgeous little girl.
Yeah, we will.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Todd McLean, Sturgeon Spirits General Manager, Todd's Lasagna Cook-Off coming up. Back after this.
Coffee in Brazil. No tea.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. 97.9 FM WGBW in downtown Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, a Civic Media app, of course, worldwide. 1590 AM and 1100 AM. A lot of ways to find us, which is what Todd McLean did from Sturgeon Spirits, general manager, who also had a great, well, at least I'm assuming, great lasagna cook. That'd be like saying, well, we're having a whiskey tasting party. I don't know if it was good or not. It was good. It was good.
Definitely good.
Because it's lasagna.
I bet it was really good.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. How are you?
How cold is it in downtown Oshkosh right now?
It is very cold.
I got to say this, Todd. When we've come to Oshkosh, it's a cold downtown.
What? It's cold?
It's a cold downtown.
No, it's a cool downtown.
It's a something. It's a chilly downtown.
It's like a tunnel for the wind. And there you it's go. Just cold that, all the time.
Yeah, that's what it is sometimes, this weather. How you doing, man? What is going on?
I'm doing all right. Trying to heat up here and ready to talk about the lasagna cook-off or anything else you guys want to talk about.
Well, I want to talk more about your base business, right? You are a spirits. Tell me what you do. The lasagna kick-off was, we missed that, right? Was that yesterday?
It was yesterday, yes.
Okay, how was it? I mean, tell us about that, but tell us more about your core business.
Sure, yeah. So Sturgeon Spirits Craft Distillery is from a man named Carl Lowenstein. He used to be a professor at UW Oshkosh. He started it up about 2 years ago. I've been there from the beginning. We craft spirits here locally with local products. Well, we try to. Some of the stuff, you know, like blood oranges, never make it up here. But he comes up with all the base spirits. We have about 125, 130 different kind of flavors in the actual tasting room.
Wow.
So, and it's a lot of fun. About 200 some odd drinks that we can craft for you.
So you're in Oregon, right? Street that's you're located.
Yep,
you're
Oregon Street,
you have a bricks and mortar building is what I'm saying. I haven't been there, but okay. And people can come in and taste it. And then do you bottle it or how do we buy it?
Yeah. So we do have a tasting room. You can come in and have some drinks. And then we have about 30 different bottles that are for sale that ready to go out the door, and you can grab yourself a bottle when you leave and partake at home.
You know what I like about that? Two quick little things in Oshkosh. We tried getting into the candy store the other day, or well,
Hughes,
over
right?
at Hughes. Yeah. But it was such a line we couldn't get in. It was before Christmas. But I love the history of that. I love how we were talking the last time we were in Oshkosh about the first breweries like 170 years ago. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And with you guys, with this, and with Carl Lowenstein, and it's talked about keeping with the traditions of Oshkosh, of your community. It's not like some, no disrespect, carpetbaggers that came in. We're going to show you people how to do this. You guys really embrace your heritage in that town.
Yeah, we do. And he's very proud of, I'm actually not from the area, but.
But he got it rolling. He's the guy that got it going. Yeah.
He got it going. He used to take his children out to watch the sturgeon come in. So it's a really important in his life.
Oh, that's cool. That's the tie. Okay, Sturgeon Spirits.
That is
okay,
the tie,
And
were you a student of his?
I was not, actually. I'm actually from the Madison area.
Okay, I thought
Let me ask you this, though. I mean, right now, I mean, we had a guy, Antonio, a few months back, mixologist. I mean, people take this. I don't know if there's ever been a peak of like, not just drinking, but I mean, of really being, you know, taking this to a different level of spirits, of the different blends, the different things. I mean, even like with bourbon, all of a sudden has gone crazy. This is an important time for serious people who enjoy liquor. And I'm going to talk about guys who just want to get hammered. You know, it's like the old saying in one of the great movies, It's a Wonderful Life. We serve hard drinks for guys who want to get drunk fast.
Right, right.
That's not the way it is anymore, is it?
No, our tasting room is more about like the perfect interaction with people that come in. Our guests would be like they have a couple drinks and they leave with a bottle.
Yeah,
you know, it's not one of those things where you want to sit there for 7 hours and just get hammered. Right.
Slam, so,
No, you're not a bar.
I'm not. Don't get me wrong. That has happened.
Yeah.
You know, obviously.
I was there.
We all know John was there.
Yeah. Wow.
The first customer to be banned. There's some people who believe that we are entering a period of we had the roaring 20s, you know, back 100 years ago, and that we're going to get into this golden age. But I do think people, their buying habits are going to be a little bit different, maybe a little bit more sophisticated. And
it's like an appreciation. Right.
And I sure hope we get into this whole supporting the local guy.
True. And, one of the better things that's happened this year is the laws kind of changed in distilleries' favor in Wisconsin, where we were following prohibition laws and from 100 years ago.
Right.
And now we have the ability to do things that a lot of places before us had never had the ability to do.
And that's manufacturing and selling direct to the consumer, right?
That's exactly what it is. Yep.
And that, I don't know why that was on the books a damn long, but whatever. I'm glad that you have an opportunity now to have different distribution channels, because that's going to help your business, and hopefully
it definitely will. Yeah, it's just weird to me. You know, I've been a lifetime bartender, so I started with cleaning, and went all the way up to management, and so I've been in the bar industry for a long time, and I never understood the complexities of like running a distillery and all the hoops I got to jump through.
I think some of those guys did it just so they can say they did something. No, I'm glad we just got to get rid of some of these regulations we have are just crazy out there. Hey, you have 200 different recipes. Is that a fair word?
Yeah. So I would say that. Yeah. So for cocktails, I do have, I luckily hired well, and I have somebody that makes up drinks for us. And she is very good at making the flavors taste good.
Yeah. What's the most? Go ahead.
You go ahead.
What's the most popular base? Is it vodka, bourbon, gin? I mean, what do people? Or is it? It can't be equally split, or maybe it is. I don't know.
Well, for us, vodka, like the white clear liquors, are popular at our place right now, just because we are so young that our whiskey and bourbon aren't quite ready yet. You know, so they're sitting in the barrels and waiting to go. We are going to have some brandy coming out also. So, and that's also waiting. And that was actually made from Sunken Paddle, which is here in town. They gave us some cider and we distilled it and put it in a barrel. Great.
I like, tell us a little about those relationships.
Well, Sunken Paddle, I will just say, I mean, between Sturgeon Spirits and Sunken Paddle, I will just go there in the summer. Sometimes they'll have outdoor seating and stuff like that, too, and just sit and taste for a while. I mean, it's just a really nice atmosphere. The staff you got, Todd, is awesome. Really friendly people. You can have a conversation, not feel like you're stupid when you're asked, how do you make this or what's it made out of? Right. They're very willing to tell the story, which is a great part of it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The one thing the state, I think, is still pretty tough on, if you give a sample, it's a very specific amount. Isn't that correct, Todd?
Right. Yeah. I actually use community cups. I get them online and sample out just a little bit. You know, like I said before, we were talking about people just coming in and, you know, getting hammered, but you know, that's just not the place. You know, we don't want them. If you want to sample this, you don't get a whole shot. You just get a little taste of it.
Right.
Careful with those community cups. It was a gateway for some of those priests out there. Hey, do you also give some advice? I mean, it sounds like you got some great, like I said, these recipes and on pairings for like, if someone wants to do a dinner, they want to buy something special.
Sure. Yeah, we do. We do pairings. Actually, we did a pairing with the Howard. We did a pairing with TJ Steakhouse.
See, I'd like that. That's awesome.
We have a pairing coming up with Annie's Catering out of Fond du Lac. And we come up with the drinks based on what the food is served.
That's awesome.
That's
fantastic.
Some people like entertaining at home versus going out for a couple reasons, but you know, I don't think the service is back to where it was pre-COVID. And the other thing, it's just fun being in a house.
Todd, I got to ask you this. So as for what's happened over the last 5 years with bourbon, when did that become such a like liquid gold type of thing where bottles are like $2,000?
Yeah. I'm really not a bourbon guy. My friend is. He's got a whole wall full. I mean, he went to Scotland, came back with like a $500 bottle of scotch.
That's what I mean.
And I asked him, I said, hey, are you going to go golfing while you're over there? Because they'll let you go on and play one hole just to say you played.
Okay.
And he was like, nope, I got this $500 bottle of scotch. I was like, what? Wow. What are you doing?
Is he ever going to open it?
Probably not. No.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where barrels are in a shortage, because for bourbon, it has to be in white oak, American white oak. In fact, I heard, I'm not sure if this is true or not, but Jack Daniel's is actually going to pay farmers in northern Minnesota to stop growing crops and start growing trees for them.
To make the barrels out of
it? That's how you can make some money.
I don't think I'm going to be alive by the time
generations ahead. Generations
so ahead. I come from a long line of distillers.
Okay.
My grandma, she made the best grappa around. Do they still make grappa?
I have not dived into that yet. Okay. I do have a big list of stuff. I think next on my list is Amaro. I'm going to try to make.
Okay.
I've already made Campari. I've already made Aperol. But I think Amaro is probably my next because I think that's the next biggest one. It's an Italian bitter, basically.
Okay.
It's a little bit different than, you know, Wisconsin bitters.
Yeah.
Where you're used to like doing a little dash.
Right.
This stuff is made from literally tree roots and tree bark.
Wow.
And it is very bitter.
So wow.
Are you a manufacturer? So
technically yes, yeah. So wow. we bottle all our stuff, hand label, hand bottle, all of our stuff. So yeah, it's all in house there in the distillery.
That's exciting. That's cool what you guys are doing. Between you and Sam from Operation Coffee, you want to talk about a couple of guys that have just said, you know what, screw this. I'm just gonna roll up my sleeves, I'm gonna do it myself. That's awesome.
You're onto something being so fully vertically integrated, right? You don't have to rely on other people to do this or to do that. You know, you kind of are at the top of the food chain, and that sounds right. Like a pretty
good. Especially in Oshkosh, we're the only one. So
that's phenomenal. What gave you the passion to do this?
It was Carl that, you know, I actually just found him on Facebook. He just posted on Facebook that he needed somebody that knew how to run a bar, and I kind of went down there and talked to him, and the next day I was working.
Wow.
So Jim and I are thinking about buying this little bar downtown Green Bay a few blocks away. Give us some advice.
What, Jim?
You. Give us some advice. You'd be the silent partner, Jim. Just give me a check.
Yeah,
I'll take care of everything else.
That's exactly the way it would go.
Todd, any advice?
The advice I would give you is be careful of vendors because they will try to make you buy everything under the sun. and you don't really need everything under the sun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And could you be my consultant having on speed dial?
Don't stay away.
Dad, I got a question for you.
I will help you. Just like at the tasting room, if somebody wants to know a recipe or how to make something, even if I make it in house and they're if they do it at home, they're not going to want to come and have it anymore. I will still tell them how to make it.
That's awesome. Sounds like a fun night out coming to your place.
Yeah, I want that tasting room again. Give me the address, hours, all that kind of stuff. I want to stop by there.
2663 Oregon Street in Oshkosh. It's right on the south side of Oshkosh.
All right.
Literally right around the corner from our station.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, you go down
the street.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Wow, it's stumbling distance.
Absolutely.
This is great.
Wow. Yeah. Right. Todd, this is cool. I congratulate you. Yeah, this is something.
Awesome.
And these are one of the unique things that make our towns like Oshkosh special. Having places like yourself, not a big box kind of whatever. I think that's awesome that what you guys are doing. And Mr. Lowenstein, for getting that started and keeping with the heritage.
Yeah, and I do think we're talking about that this weekend because we're have to get some clothes for our granddaughter. But those specialty shops, it was busy. You know, it wasn't like, God bless Target and all that. But, I mean, to go into these really like Puddle Duck and some of these smaller places where they just really, really know what they're doing and the person that waits on you is the owner. And that's what it is.
The wild goose, my friends.
Right. Yeah. There you go. And it's just, I don't know. I just hope that people realize how blessed we are to have entrepreneurs, to have local talent, to have local goods and services, and enjoy life. Right? I mean, if we're getting back to this golden age, let's ride the wave.
Todd, I got to ask you. You got to have a favorite yourself, personal.
My personal favorite is black pepper vodka. It's actually vodka that just soaks with peppercorns. And it's great in Bloody Marys. And I'm a big vodka hound. I found myself drinking vodka a little bit too quickly. And so I started drinking this black pepper vodka that we make on the rocks instead. And it really slows you down because it's pepper vodka and it is peppery. So you can't just.
You know, I've never had that.
That ever sounds phenomenal for a Bloody Mary.
Oh, it's great for a Bloody Mary. Yes. Yeah.
Do you serve
what
Bloody
time
Marys?
Do you open?
Todd, for the love of God, would you let us do a show?
Get this guy in house.
Gosh, what the hell's wrong with
next
you,
next time
Todd?
You're coming in studio.
All right. I'll
absolutely
be there.
This is great, Todd.
Todd McLean, Sturgeon Spirits, General Manager Todd's Lasagna Cookoff was last night or last weekend. We're going to be a part of it this coming year, okay? Promise?
All right. Yeah, no problem.
We're going to do it again. Yeah. Tell us again where you're located.
2663 Oregon Street, South Side, Oregon.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Boom! Welcome back. My name is the mayor here in an unbelievably cold January morning. Feels like 23 degrees below zero out there. Tomorrow, Brittany was saying, could be, 35 below, Todd, a wind chill?
Yeah.
I mean, mind-boggling. Yeah. You know what, though? I hope, and I really mean this sincerely, if this could be like this, then stay like this and you know, maybe get some snow so the people that do the outdoor things, like I said, ice fishing and things like that, and these ice fishing derbies, which raise a lot of money for local communities, I hope they can get through a good season. I hope we got 3 feet of ice and no disasters, anybody going through, for the people that like, and I know you laugh about that sometimes, but I know a lot of real elderly guys who, that's their passion. They don't have boats anymore or whatever, and being able to go out and ice fish is really, really important to them. Get out of the house. You know, when it's this cold and you're retired and whatever, you don't want to sit around and watch Oprah or whatever the hell's on during the day. But Oprah has been out for like 20 years.
No, I don't think so.
The View. I was trying to think of The View. Oh, you know, sitting around and watch The View.
You can't be that bored.
But you know what I mean? It's like, you know, a lot of these guys, no,
I agree.
That's their passion.
And you're right. You just want it to be safe. So
right.
It looks like it's going to be very safe, right, today and tomorrow?
Yeah.
I mean, don't take my advice. Just check with, like you said, check with the bait shops and the bars. Sure.
Yeah, well, and Todd, do you have Todd's number, Todd? Tom Drzewicki.
Tom, I
if you have it, can we give him a super quick call?
I'll see if I can.
Just to see what this is doing, and is this going to take away some of the problems of, you know, of whatever. Interesting guest. Brittany, of course, is always awesome. Brittany Merlot. Crystal DeClean, Ecumenical Partnership for Housing. Kim Shefshik, Doctors in Recital. That's going to be taking place on Saturday at the Widener. It's all medical professionals showing their musical talents. It is really quite the event. In fact, Kim was talking about how, when was it, March, they talked about if you'd like to sign up, and it was like, boom, within a day, it was full. So many medical people wanted to take part.
Right, any doctors know anything about music? You know, it's like,
yes!
Anybody want a performance rider? Yes!
It's like over half of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee. We're 100% in his corner. Downtown Kakana. It's our veteran salute, courtesy to the Olson Legal Group, brought to your way by Oshkosh and Berlin. Man, we could not have been more impressed with him the other day when he was there. Nate Olson, the attorney. What an impressive guy. Todd McLean here, Sturgeon Spirits General Manager. Sounds like a fantastic place to... I want to try that. Was it peppercorn?
Peppercorn vodka.
Peppercorn vodka.
He said I don't know if he did a slow down. I don't know what he meant by that. It just wanted to...
Well, it doesn't sound like the kind of thing you're going to slam.
Yeah. That over the rocks, I think, would be good.
Well, a little Bloody Mary, a little spicy...
Yeah, maybe that.
Tomato juice?
Yeah. I just... Like, I thought that was cool. I was going to ask him, but we ran out of time. Like, what did he serve with his lasagna? I like making lasagna. I love serving lasagna. I always serve wine with it, but it sounds like... Like, I wonder what mixed drinks they had with lasagna. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I don't know.
I mean, red wine, right? I just wonder what he...
I don't know much about that. You know, how you'd serve
hard liquor,
with food.
Right.
Now, I've never known that.
And if you want to just have, like...
We got him? Okay, we got Tom. All right, we're talking about the ice and everything like that. Tom Drzewicki, good morning, buddy. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You betcha, John.
How you doing, brother? What is this weather going to do for our ice?
Well, it's going to be turning into a good old-fashioned winter.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that.
It's going to be Green Bay still has a lot of open areas. They're going to be really closing up tight. You got to still remember, we're not going to get good old-fashioned ice like we used to, where you got 20 to 24 inches. We might lay down... 14 to 18 inches this winter because we were still 6 weeks behind our ice making early in the winter. So instead of getting that start around December 1st, we're getting our start, second week of January here. So it's making ice, but as far as ice travel, you still have to watch what you're doing, Pay attention, talk to the bait shops on conditions, because conditions can change from one port to the next. Anything up towards Door County, that's big water. There's ice moving around up there up till a couple days ago, and now it's getting pretty tight.
Yeah.
So it's getting better. So go fishing, fish away. Don't bring your big heavy trucks out there quite yet, but it's going to start to happen. There'll be areas where you can drive, but it's actually looking good for a change for ice fishermen. Yes,
that's exciting because we so worry about. I hate seeing those stories, but you're saying it's going to be safer than it was the last couple of weeks.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Well. That's bad news for you, but good news for everybody else, right, Tom?
Well, my big season kind of starts happening in March. We call it March Madness. I don't even get to watch basketball because I can get busy in March.
Well, you know what? Again, everybody, we just want everybody safe, and that's such a tradition for so many people I know. Instead of, the winters get long, and some of these retired guys sit in their house doing whatever, ice fishing is a very important part of their life.
Right, and with snow on the ice, get yourself some creepers because these are the things that strap to your boots because it's so glary out there, and I don't care if you're 10 years old or 80 years old. You fall on the ice and you hit the back of your head, bad things happen. Everybody probably knows somebody that took a big digger on the ice and they might not even be with us anymore. I mean, not the ice, but even your driveway with ice on it.
Right,
so,
right.
Exposure can happen so fast in this kind of weather, it's scary.
Slips, falls.
Yeah. And if you're going to be out there by yourself and we're on some sketchy ice, and if you would fall through the ice, like say today, the chances of somebody coming to rescue you
in time
before you come to hypothermia is nil.
Nil.
So you really need to think about that in this extreme cold weather we're having the next 3 days.
Tundra's Wiki, you're the best. We're going to talk to you more this winter, my friend. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Stay warm. Stay safe. My name is Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.